Today is Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes, and we will discuss a sugya that comes up here. One of the dafim in Talmud Bavli that talks about Shemitah, talks about the Isra Avodas HaKarka during Shemitah. Again, we know we don't have any Talmud Bavli on Shvius, just Mishnayos, but throughout the Shas, there are various Gemaras that come up, and today is one of them, and that's what we will talk about. The Gemara discusses towards the top of the Amud, Udemosifin Michol al HaKodesh Minah, and how do we know that one is Mosif Michol al HaKodesh, that we add on Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yantif, to Tanya. The Brisa tells us, because the Pasuk says, Bacharish of HaKatzer Tishbos, it says in the same Pasuk that it says to keep Shabbos, Bacharish of HaKatzer Tishbos, plowing and harvesting you shall rest. And Rabbi Kiva says, that can't really be talking about Shabbos, because we already know on Shabbos, Losasa Kol Malacha. You don't have to have a separate pasuk to tell me you can't plow on Shabbos, you can't harvest on Shabbos. And we also know, says Rabbi Kiva Omer, Eino Tzorach Lomer, Charish V'Katzer Shel Shvius, we don't need an extra pasuk to tell me that you can't do it during Shemitah, because we already know that too. Shrekfar Namar Sotachol Asizra, Begomer, already says in Parshas Bahar. So we already know the Yisurim of Shabbos. We already know the Yisurim of Shemitah. So what is this pasuk referring to? So Rabbi Akiva holds this is a din d'oraisa referring to Tosefes Shvius. Ela charish shel erev Shvius hanichnas l'Shvius v'katzer shel Shvius shu yotzi l'motzoi Shvius Tosefes Shvius mida oraisa. Rabbi Akiva says there's a din of Tosefes Shemitah, not plowing before Shemitah, not harvesting after Shemitah. Again, we paskin this is a halach l'Moshe b'Sinai. Rabbi Kiva holds that it is a din d'oraisa based on the psukim. Rabbi Shmuel holds, no, it's really talking about Shabbos like the rest of the pasuk is. And it's just telling us something unique about Malacha Shabbos, that even though it says you're not allowed to plow, you're not allowed to harvest on Shabbos, that's only a harvesting and plowing that is not a mitzvah. Macharish Rishus Avkatzer Rishus. Plowing is never a mitzvah. There's never a mitzvah to plow. So, but just like Charish, plowing is not a mitzvah, so too the only harvesting on Shabbos that is usur is not a mitzvah. Yatza katzira omer shu mitzvah, excluding the cutting of the omer, which is a mitzvah. So this gives us the opportunity a little bit to speak about the isur of avodas hakarka during Shemitah. We know Shemitah has a number of aspects. Shemitah's ksafim, obviously the loans being forgiven and annulled, but the two ideas that are related to the karka is, number one, the iser to work the land, and number two, the kedusha of the peiros. Those are connected, but those are really two topics in the world of Shemitah. The Torah tells us that there's a mitzvah asay to have the land rest, and a mitzvah lo saasay to work the land. The Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchos Shemitah v'Yovel, number one, mitzvah, shetispos ha'aretz b'malach tov b'shvius. There's a mitzvah saseh of shvisas ha'aretz. Number two, shelo yavod avodas ha'aretz b'shana zu. We can't do normal work on the land. Shelo yavod avodas ha'ilan b'shana zu. No avodas ha'aretz, no avodas ha'ilan. And then there are two other yisurim, not to harvest in the normal way. You're allowed to eat. There's no isser of cutting off Peirush Shemitah. There's a mitzvah to actually eat Peirush Shemitah, some type of mitzvah. Mitzvah zaseh, or at least a mitzvah to treat it properly. So the Rambam tells us, mitzvah zaseh lishbos bashana shvius me'avodas ha'aretz, v'avodas ha'ilanos, a mitzvah zaseh to, during the seventh year, not to do the work. And the question in Lamdis is, how does this isser relate to other isurim? Isser of, let's say, working on Shabbos, right? Where they are parallel. Where the same Yisurim apply in Shemitah and Shabbos, what is the parallel between them, and is there a parallel between them? So there is, and that can help us understand and get to the secret of the Isur of Avodas Karka during Shemitah. So the Gemara tells us in Maseches Moed Katan, on Dav Beis, the Gemara is bothered. Why watering plants is allowed during Shemitah, but is usur on Shabbos? That's the Gemara's question. Towards the middle of the Amud. Why is there that difference between the two? Towards the bottom. Mashkin beis ashlochen b'moidu b'shvias. The first Mishnah in Moed Katan. So bishlama moed mishum tirchahu u'mishum makam seda shavar rabbanan. Fine on yantif bishlama moed. So it's because of tircha u'bimakam seda shavar rabbanan when it comes to chala moed. Ela shvias. But the first Mishnah of Kadin says not only is that allowed on Chol HaMoed, which is a separate topic, but during Shemitah, Bein Lamad D'Amar Mishum Zoreya, Bein Lamad D'Amar Mishum Choresh, Zeriya V'Charisha B'Shvias Mishari. So is it mutter to be Zoreya and Choresh during Shemitah? So why did it say that it's allowed during the Shemitah. So 3 days in the Gemara. Amar Abaye b'shvias b'zman hazeh v'rebihi. Abaye first says, maybe it's Shemitah b'zman hazeh. Meaning fundamentally, that sounds like we're not being mechalik between Shvias and Shabbos fundamentally, but the Shvias b'zman hazeh, and because the Shemitah b'zman hazeh, which is drabanan according to Rebbe, that's why there's an allowance during Shemitah. Really, if Shvias was daraisa, sounds like that watering would be usur. The Tanya Rebbe Omer v'zed devar Shemitah shamot b'shmei Shemitah sakasim edaber echa Shemitah karka ve'echa Shemitah ksafim. B'chulu number one, Rava Amar afilu temer rabanan. Rava says no. Maybe even the Rabbanan, not Rebbe, Avos Asarachmana, told us the Asarachmana. So this already tells us something different about Shemitah. Shemitah, only Avos or Asar and not Toldos. Shabbos, we know, has Avos and Toldos. But Shemitah only has Avos and not Toldos. Right? Shabbos, Avos and Toldos are both Daraisa. Shemitah has Toldos, which are Darabanan. But only Avos Asarachmana, Asarachmana b'Shvias, and not Toldos. And therefore, Mashke Zraim, watering plants that wasn't in the Mishkan, the Torah doesn't answer. There's a very limited isurim. Sadchalo sizra, v'charmachalo sizmar. Those are the two that the Torah mentions. Michti zmir b'chaz rio b'tzir b'chal ksira. L'may helchazak asvin rachmana. L'maymra da'ahani toldos mechayev a'achranaisa lo mechayev. To teach us that for these toldos, ahani toldos, for those you are mechayev. On others, you are not chayiv. So already that day in the Gemara sounds like maybe there's a big difference. Does that reflect the fact that there are no toldos by Shemitah? Does that reflect that there is a big difference between Shabbos and Shemitah? Or do you say, no, really, the fact that you need a makar to exclude toldos, maybe that tells us that they're somewhat similar. Number one, the Gemara continues a little bit later on the same daf here in Moed Katan daf Gimel. The Gemara talks about kishkush, some type of a weeding. And the Gemara says, is kushkus mutter? There's a steer between two brises. The Gemara says, tre kishkushe have, chad avruye ilane, v'chad stume pili. Two types of kishas. One is to make healthier or make the tree grow better, v'chad stume pili, and one is to literally close up cracks in the tree. Avruye ilani asur, stume pili shari. Avruye ilani, making things grow better, that is a problem, but making, just protecting and not letting it die, so that is mutter. So that's a fascinating chiluk that does not apply to Shabbos. Shabbos, you can't work the land, period, even if it's protection of the tree. But this Gemara here, and the Mishnah also in Masechta Shvi'as, says that there's a difference between making things grow better and preventing it from dying. So Rashi says here, Mishum Pseida. Shari de'ispe Mishum Pseida. Okay. Because you don't have to have a loss during Shemitah. Why not? Why not? If it's Asar, it's Asar. On Shabbos, if Mishum Seida is not going to be allowed. So if you look in the Ritva has a different formulation. The Ritva says that if it's Stume Pile, it is not a problem. Why? Mishum She'eno Elo Lo'ukme Ba'alma Shelo Yikanis HaShemesh Bein HaBakayim V'lo Chashiva Avoda. It depends if it is nechshav avoda or not. If it's called avoda, meaning it's not just l'shorech pseida or l'shorech pseida. It seems like it's definitional. If it's just prevention of loss, that's not called avoda sakarka for Shemitah. Shemitah seems to have a different definition of avoda. The iser is different than Shabbos. Right, so what exactly is the issue here? It could be that Tami HaMitzvahs, I should have prefaced that this is a huge topic. We're just going to touch on a couple of ideas like we always say we do in this short shiur. But could Tami HaMitzvahs play a role in the difference between the Isser of Shabbos and the Isser of Shemitah? Right, the Rishonim discuss different pshatim about what the root of Shemitah is, the Isra of Avodas Karka. The Rambam says in Mor Nevuchim, which many of the other Rishonim don't like, maybe the difference is because the land needs a rest every couple of years. It grows better if you let it rest. So the Rambam says in Chela Gimel, which is all the Tami HaMitzvahs Chelek in Mor Nevuchim, Simen Lamites, Perak Lamites, Avokala Mitzvos Asher Maninum v'hilcha shvita v'yovel yesh mehem chemlo v'chanina al kol b'nei Adam. Some of them are for chesed for other people. Kamosh amar va'achlu av yonei amecha v'yitron tochal chayis hasadeh u'kedei sheyarbe yibul ha'adama v'tischazek b'havarasa. Right, to be marbe the yibul ha'adama, in order to make sure the produce grows better, v'tischazek b'havarasa, and becomes stronger. If you ask some farmers, if you let it lie fallow a little bit, give it a rest, so then it could grow better. Other Rishonim aren't so keen on this farming idea, but that's the Rambam. The Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Peidal, it has a couple of other ideas. About this mitzvah. He has it on the Mitzvah Zaseh of Shvitas Karka, Mishar Shea Mitzvah, says the Chinuch, number one, Likvoa Bilibenu, Ulitzayar Tzir Chazak Machshavatenu, Inyan Chidish Ha'olam. It has to do, just like Shabbos has to do with Ma'isa Bereishis, we rest and we stop and we recognize that we are not in charge, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, so too Shemitah is like another six in one. Ki sheshes yamim asa Hashem es ha-shamayim v'sa-aretz, o yam ha-shvi shlo bara davar ha-kasev, hichtiv menucha al-atzmo, and so too, ba chova aleinu lo-tzi, kol zmaneinu yom-yom, shana v'shana al-davar zeh, lim ma-shesh shanim v'lishbos b'shviyas, u-bachein lo-yispared inyin lo-olam b'bein einenu tamid. So we always have that idea in front of us. Ke'in yishanu motziin, yimei ha-shavua, b'sheshes me'avoda, v'yom menucha. So number one is like Shabbos. Va'od yesh to'elas b'nimsa b'davar, liknos b'ze midas havatranus. Ki'ein nediv k'nosein mibli tikva elagamol. Just giving without getting anything back. Right, some of the achronim I saw b'shem Rav Ribon, I think quotes Rav Lichtenstein. It's not just a mitzvah though to give. It's a mitzvah to let it be hefker. Let them take. It's not a question of my giving. It's a question of sharing the wealth equally. So it's not even a giver and a receiver. It's just equal, and the aniyim could come in and take the produce. That's the ultimate. It's not a mitzvah to just give extra tzedakah. It's a mitzvah to leave it over and let them take it itself. The chinuch also continues that this mitzvah teaches us sheyosef adam bitachon b'shem baruch hu. The farmers that aren't going to get a salary this year and they're not going to work, that takes a tremendous level of bitachon, and that is also included. Other achronim, Rav Kook writes a little bit in Shabbos Haaretz, maybe it's relating also to have more time for learning, right? If they're not working the land as much, they have more time. So can any of these reasons impact the nature of the Isser itself? So now let's get to the actual shitos. It starts with the Gemara and Avodah Zarah. We went Avodah Zarah on Daf Tesvav, asks, where is this on Tesvav? Here, Tesvav Amid Aleph, going over to Amid Beis. It talks about how Rav Huna sold a cow to a guy, even though that context of that Gemara is that you're not allowed to sell certain animals to Goyim because they might work it on Shabbos and it might still be yours and you'll only rent it out. So Rav Huna Zavin Ahu Paralo Bekochavim. Amalei Rav Chizda, my time Avan Marachi. So Rav Chizda says to him, why'd you do that? Amar Le Rav Huna says, Emel Shchita Zavna. Well, I thought he was buying it to shech the animal. I don't think he was going to work it, which is the world of why it would be a problem. I thought he was just buying it to shecht it. So says the Gemara, Amar Timra Darmina Ki Agavna. How do you know that if there's a problem with selling something, but if you think that the goy might be buying it in order to shecht, it would be okay. Ditnan. So the Gemara tries to bring a raya for Shabbos about selling a goy an animal and not worrying about Hilcha Shabbos from Hilcha Shmita. Gemara quotes the Mishnah in Shvius. Beishamay Yomrim Lo Yimkar Adam Parach Hareshes B'Shvius. You're not allowed to sell a cow which plows during Shemitah to a Jew because they might work the land with it. Ubeis Hillel Matirim Reishi Yachol Shachta. So Rav Huna says, look, just like by Shemitah, I could sell a cow to a fellow Jew. I don't have to be worried that he's going to work the land. I think maybe he's going to shecht it. So too for Shabbos, you're allowed to sell it. Right? Same thing. Amar Rabba Midami. Rabba says, how can you compare Shabbos and Shemitah? Every line of this Gemara is crucial in terms of comparing the two. Midami, hasam eid on the mitzuvah al shvisas behemto b'shvias. Over there by Shemitah, a person is not mitzuvah on shvisas behemto in Shemitah. Hacha adam mitzuvah al shvisas behemto b'shabbos. But here, there's an isur shvisas behema on Shabbos. So what's behind that line? The difference between, Rabbi is saying the difference between shvisas behemto and shvisas behemto on Shabbos and shvisas behemto by shvias. And then Abaya says, it gets into Lifnei Iver issues, mitzuvah usur. Every time that you're mitzuvah, then it's usur. But sometimes, v'hari sadeh, let's just continue, and then we'll get to the Rishonim. V'hari sadeh, dada mitzuvah, shvisa sadeh b'shvias. What about a field? A field, a person is not allowed to work his land during Shemitah, and yet Beis Hillel says, you're allowed to sell a piece of land to your friend during Shemitah. because he doesn't have to work it. So, fine, animals, there's no Isra Shvisa's behema during Shemitah, but there's Isra Shvisa's karka during Shemitah. So, and it's still mutter. So the Gemara continues back and forth. But the Rishonim here discuss how seriously you take this comparison between Shemitah and Shabbos. The Tosas Rid plays a crucial role. The Tosas Rid says, on this Gemara, Kashali Tuva, Umidam Itzivu, Deshvisa Sadeo, Beshvias, Vitzivu, Deshvisa's Behamtu, Beshabbos. How could the Gemara compare the two? The Gemara's comparing, right? What does Abaya say? Abaya. Right, Abaya says, what do you mean? Shvisa Sadeh was usher during Shemitah, and you're still allowed to sell the land. So too, Shvisa Sadeh is usher on Shabbos. You should be able to sell your animal. So Tosvid said, is that a fair comparison? And here's his line. Sivui de Shvisa Sadehu b'Shvias, eino ela shalo yasehu malacha b'Sadehu. Avalim hiskir Sadehu lachashar ala Shvias, eino over amaskir. B'chulu. Ulahaskir Sadeh Lagoy Bishvias ain't bo Isra Torah klal. The Havamina of the Tosas Rid. If you rent your field to a goy during Shemitah, there's no Isra there. Delon Itstabu Yisrael Ashvisas Karaka, Elashul Yasub and Malacha. When it comes to Shemitah, it's just that you can't do Malacha. But you could rent out your land. Abel Shvisas Behemto Bishabbos, but Shvisas Behemto, your animal is not allowed to do work on Shabbos. And then the Tosas Rid totally changes. The Yesh Lomar, no. Maybe Shemitah is not about the person at all. It's about the karka. And then it will be worse to give your karka to a fellow Jew. The Shvisas karka who's harnu b'shvias. Kindem v'hiresh ha-morah. Den afla mi-shabbos, shabbos on yela-aretz. Va'asr la-haskar sadeo l'goy b'shvias. Sounds like he's saying, Amir la-akum is even usher during Shemitah, because it's about the land. Aval b'shabbos lo husharnu l'shvisas karka. Shabbos is about the gavra. There's huge footnotes here in the Tosas Rid. Tosas Rid seems to go change from the havamina to the maskana, but his maskana is shvitas karka is not like hilcha Shabbos. Shvitas karka is more about the lands, not about the person himself. And this is something that comes up often. The Minchas Chinuch is a big fan of this approach. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Pei Dalid, and later on in Mitzvah Kuf Yud Beis, he says this, and he says, "Ach ba'asei over b'chol avodas hakarka afilo idei achirim k'moshi mitzuvim ashvisas behima b'shvisas kelim b'shabes kin musram ashvisas haaretz b'shmita." And he quotes this Gemara in Avodah Zarah. He thinks other Achronim also assume that when it comes to Shemitah, the Isra is not focused on the Gavra, the person, but the focus is on the Karka, and that could have many nafkaminas in terms of Amir La'akum, in terms of Grumma, right? Grumma, Psikresha, there's a lot of indirect malachas that could be also Daraisa possibly during Shemitah, could be more Machmer, it could be more Mekel, but it's not about the person. There are a number of other Gemaras that relate to this. Maybe I'll just quote one other Gemara, the Gemara Bamitzia. The Gemara Bamitzia discusses on Daf Tzadi, again, there are many Gemaras, is there an Isser Amir La'akum by the Isser of muzzling your animal? That's what Gemara talks about. Is there an Isser of Amir La'akum, if I tell a goy to muzzle my animal, so do I get the Avera for that? That's the Gemara's question. Maoshi Yomar Adam Lanachri Chasom Parasiva Doshba. Mi Amrinan, Ki Amrinan Amir La'akum Shfuas, that's only by Shabbos, because an Isser Skila. Aval Chasima, which is only a lav, there's no Amir La'akim, or Dilma Loshna, or not. Tosfos here quotes, Afal Gav de Amar Bamoid Katan, that in Shvius, the Gemara that we read, we didn't read this Gemara, but Gemara Bamoid Katan says that there's a question about the Girsa here. Our Girsa is, Dibishvius Vachal HaMoid Asra Amir Lanachri. Tosas quotes the Gemara in Moed Kadan as if saying that during Shemitah there is an Isser of Amir La'akum, which is Durabanan. The Maharshal on this Gemara says, what are you talking about? Amir La'akum is Daraisa during Shemitah. It's about the Karka. It's not about the Gavra. So it doesn't matter if I don't do it. If I have a guy do it, that's also Daraisa. So the Marshal changes the gear, so this Tosfos. It must be wrong. It must not be referring to Shvius. It's talking about Shabbos. And we don't have time to go into it, but if you look also in Sanhedrin, Daf Chavav, there's another Tosfos there that the Marshal there in the back also changes. So again, the Minchas Chinuch and others, the Chazonish and the Pa'as HaShulcha, many Achronim assume that the Isser by Shemitah is about the Karka. That's the focus, not about the Gavra, and therefore it would be different than Shabbos. There are other formulations. If you look in the Minchas Asher, Asher Weiss on Shemitah, just to give some of the shitas without the proofs, he discusses that he thinks it's connected to the kark, not so much connected to the karka, the gavra was also involved, but he calls it an iser totsa, not an iser maisa. It's about the result, not so much karka, but the result, and not about the action itself. And there are many mitzvahs and averas that are about the result. Tefilas kelim is about the result, and asiyas makeh is about the result, meaning a goy could possibly be involved in these halakas. Neir Shabbos might be about the result. That's one formulation. Rav Kook in Shabbos Haaretz, in the Kuntros Achron, says maybe it's about the karka, but the iser is, the root of the iser is the karka should rest from avodas Yisrael. That's the message. So it is about the karka, but you still don't have to include Amir La'akim Daraisa. The karka should rest from Avodas Yisrael. And therefore, if a guy works it, it still could be Asa Darabanan, but the focus is Avodas Yisrael. Again, each of these have a lot more, but these are just some of the shitas that formulate the Isser of the working land during Shemitah, which came up here in Argamara, Rosh Hashanah, Daf, Tes. Okay, we'll stop here.